All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 138 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Goes it, my friends? How's it hanging? Getting any? Remember back in the 70s? I don't know if you're old enough. It feels like, I mean, I was a kid, but I can remember people, I can remember older people, you know, older than me, using that as a greeting. That was an accepted greeting in the 70s, it feels like. Getting any? What a bunch of dumbasses. But anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. I'm sitting here in the bunker. It's my day off, so that makes it swell, all right? It's another phrase I don't use very often. It's swell to have a day off. So I'm sitting here in the bunker, which is my sanctuary, I might add. I love the bunker. One time Tony said it was a man cave. And I said, whoa. I said, you can't use that terminology. I mean, it's not a man cave. That term makes my skin crawl. You ever watch those shows on HGTV and those kind of DIY and all that, where it's like house hunters and shit like that, where these guys are, you know, these usually couples are out trying to buy a house. And the guy usually, I mean, it seems like they're always like obsessed I gotta have my garage. So I can work on my cars. It's like, all right, whatever. Put my off-road shit. I don't know. It's like all this stuff. Or they're talking. The guy's obsessed with his man cave. And I heard this one guy call it a men's den. I was like, oh my god. I mean, man cave makes my skin crawl. You call it a men's den? I mean, that takes it up to another notch of high douche. So I don't know. And where am I going to watch the game? Have some of the guys over. It's like all these like generic. Have the guys over to watch the game. You know? What do you mean the game? You know, I don't know. Can you be more specific? You know? But anyway, I got the little sanctuary down here. It's apparently the previous owners at some point. This house was built in 1966. So some previous owner turned the family room into a bedroom, apparently. And they got this they got this closet. I don't know how they accomplished this, but there's a closet built off of this room, which is we use as a family room. Previous owners also used it as a family room. But somewhere in the history of this house, they had somebody sleeping down here, you know? Probably like some kind of mother-in-law thing, suite, like a mother-in-law suite. So anyway, the previous owners, I remember when we walked through this place for the first time, the woman had like some kind of home business. She worked from home. That was back before, I mean, that was in 2000, before it was cool to work from home. She had it set up as an office in here. She had shit stacked in here. They got all kinds of there was paper everywhere, like stacks of paper. I don't know what she was doing, but I thought, yeah, there we go. I like that. I'm gonna turn that into the Surf Report bunker, you know. And I moved in here. I painted the walls baby shit green, and I commenced to covering it in all sorts of things, like framed photos, like autograph thing, whatever. Mementos that I've collected through my life. Surrounded almost every square inch of these walls are covered in stuff, you know. And then I got the little dorm fridge in here, which has nothing in it right now. You know, I keep beer in there, but right now I have nothing. In the summertime, I put some water in there, some Mountain Dew. It's generally a beer fridge, to be honest. Right now it's empty, or maybe there's one can of Yingling Lager in there. I don't know. But anyway, so I got that in here. got an old-fashioned fan sitting on top of it. It's not really old-fashioned. It's made to look like a fan from the 1940s or something. But I bought it at Target. All right, so, and then I got the stereo. I got the kick-ass stereo that I stream music to. I hate it. I hate myself. I want to slug myself in the genitalia. But I've become a streamer. You know, I'm fully. I mean, that's how I listen to 99%. If I'm outside the car, I listen to streaming music. Like, that's pretty much all I do. I don't ever listen to CDs. I use SiriusXM, the SiriusXM app. There's a channel on there called Indie 1.0, which I love. That's my favorite. And then there's some others, some classic rock channels on there too that I listen to sometimes. Or I listen to Spotify and you can listen to specific albums, you know. And that's the way I listen to music now. And I don't know, I used to be against it. I don't know why. I'm a contrarian. I get stuck on something. I'm like, why would you? I mean, this works fine. And why would I want to do something different, you know? And so it takes me a long time to get, you know, to embrace new technology or new, I don't know, is it not too, you know what I'm saying? I guess it is technology, but I get stuck on a configuration. Like, I got stuck on vinyl, and then I was like, I don't want CDs. Why do I need CDs? And then I got stuck on CDs. I'm like, why? Why do I need to move on to, like, MP3s and shit like that? And then I start dabbling in MP3s. I'm like, why? Streaming? That's bullshit. I got to own this shit, man. You know, I can't just be in it. I can't be, like I said before, I can't be relying on the international database of music. What if they take something off there? What if there's some pissing contest between some band and Spotify, who is in Sweden, I think. Where's Spotify headquartered? Sweden? It's one of those countries, one of those Scandinavian countries. What if there's some kind of pissing contest between one of my favorite bands and the Swedes at Spotify? Then I'm screwed because I don't own it. I don't have any access to it. See, I can't, you know, so the whole thing's problematic. However, it's so convenient. I mean, you just pick up your phone. Every song in the world is at your fingertips. It's fantastic. Except for the ones they're having pissing contests with, and that includes Cracker, one of my favorites, featuring David Lowry from Camper Van Beethoven. You know what I'm saying? Cracker. So anyway, there's other bands. There's stuff on there it's not on there, but I'd say 99% of everything you're looking for is on there. And I love those SiriusXM channels, especially the extra channels. You know, you can listen to a set of channels in your car, which are good. I mean, the Beatles channel is what I listen to. Tom Petty channel. I listen to First Wave until they start playing Depeche Mode, and then I'm out. I have never in all my life liked Depeche Mode. Bullshit band. And I'll listen to the classic rock channels on there until they get to, like, you know, Pink Floyd, stuff like that. I used to like Pink Floyd back when I was in high school and stuff, but I can't stomach that stuff anymore. It seems wildly pretentious to me, and I don't have time for that nonsense. And so as soon as one of those songs come on, immediately I'm out. And another thing, on that Indie 1.0 channel, which is one of the extra channels I was getting to, there's a set of channels that comes with your car when you get SiriusXM. But then on the app, there's hundreds of other channels that you can stream, right? So Indie 1.0 is one of those. And they play, I don't know what the thing is. It's just like alternative rock, I guess. I don't know what the 1.0 signifies, because it's not like the, you know, it's like indie rock. It's not even indie, but you know what I'm saying. It's a genre now. It's not really a description. It goes from, like, I mean, they play the Stooges on there from like 1969 up to, I don't know, the early 2000s. Let's say 2010. So alternative rock from that era. All right, so that's a good one. Soon as anything from Radiohead comes on there, I'm out. That's another. They're the Pink Floyd of the alternative rock scene. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Life's too short. Life is way too short for Radiohead. So anyway. And then I have my kick-ass computer. It's a Dell. I bought it at Costco. And it has a big-ass monitor. I don't know what size it is, but it's... I think the box just said big-ass. So, and then I've got that attached to every streaming service that I want. And that is Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and now HBO Max. So not only do I have every song, every album ever recorded, I pretty much have access to every TV show ever released, you know, and movie and everything else. It's like fantastic. It's a sanctuary. It's my subterranean bunker where I do all my, you know, it's the headquarters of everything I do, which is not much, I might add. But anyway, so that's a positive thing, right? And that's what I wanted to do today. This is my, this will be my final episode on the main network before I go on vacation, right? And I listened to the previous Patreon episode. I re-listened to it the other day. And it was one of those driving to work with Jeff episodes. I was bitching and complaining. I had no notes. I was just winging it. Man, I was just freestyling that shit going down 81, bitching about everything. Just a litany of complaints. You know, I thought my last one on the main network before I go on our trip, I wanted it to be more positive. I wanted to come up with positive things. And the bunker is definitely a positive thing in my life. I jotted down a few other things that popped into my mind. All right. First of all, there's a movie coming out, and it's called Spontaneous. Have you seen ads for this? It features that woman who was in 13 Reasons Why, the girl who committed suicide in that. And I don't know what her name is. I know nothing about actors, you know, but anyway, it's coming out, and it's about high school kids. I mean, it's a story, I don't know what, you know, it's a story about high school kids, and, you know, they're going through their high school, you know, there's the normal stuff. However, they keep, a few of them keep blowing up, like spontaneously combusting. And that movie, all right, that's an intriguing premise, right? Right. And it's written by, it's based on a novel by Aaron Starmer, who used to be a contributor to my website. He and I, you know, he's a friend of the Surf Report. He's definitely a friend of the Surf Report. He helped me when I was writing my novel, and we tried to collaborate on something. We were invited to do a to write a sample chapter for the National Lampoon Press, is what it's called. I think they're defunct. I don't know if they are or not, but so they were going to do this book called. It was going to be like a bird, you know, like a bird watching. It's like a parody of a bird watching book, except it was going to be about North American humans. It's like the North American Guide to Humans, or I don't remember what it's called. But they asked us to write a chapter, one chapter about, you know, under that premise, right? And I think we knocked it out of the park. The thing was hilarious. And the National Lampoon went in and they created the pages. So they had illustrations and everything. You know, it was professionally done. It was in a PDF. Thing was fantastic. I mean, I feel like it was. So Aaron Starmer and I worked on this. I was very happy with the way it turned out. Unfortunately, we were unable to sell the thing because they said it would be too expensive to produce. It would require too much artwork, too much, you know, it would just be too much, right? So, but, you know, I think it was great. I think the idea was fantastic. I think the execution worked, and you know, we've been writing friends ever since. And he's contributed to my website, and you know, he's a good guy, really good guy. He's written a bunch of novels, and Spontaneous, I think it's his latest. I believe it is. It's made into a movie. It's getting ready to come out, right? So that's kick-ass, right? I love that. So can't wait to see it. I will definitely see it. And on a similar note, another former, an alum, a friend of the Surf Report. He's not a former friend. He's a current friend of the Surf Report. Jason Headley is his name. Similarly, he's had some great success too. He used to contribute to the Surf Report a lot, you know. And he's from West Virginia, but you know, he lives in San Francisco now. But he wrote and directed a movie called A Bad Thing Gone Wrong, or no, what is it called? Yeah, a bad idea gone wrong, I think is what it's called, which was very funny. It featured Badger from Breaking Bad. Funny movie, very well done. And more recently, he co-wrote the script to Pixar's Onward. That movie, Onward, I think it's the latest Pixar movie. And prior to that, he made all these YouTube videos that were a few of them, you know, became internet phenomenons, including It's Not About the Nail. Have you ever seen this? Yeah, you should see that. It's fantastic. He stars in it, you know. And anyway, I was in some kind of corporate training, you know, one of these. We had to go out of state, me and one of the other guys I work with. We had to go out of state. We had to rent a car, drive up into frickin' New England, and attend this, you know, management training thing. It was multiple days, you know, several days. And they actually showed that video that Jason Headley made called It's Not About the Nail. And I was like, holy shit, this guy's, I know, you know, I'm friends with him. And they're using it in corporate management training. It's crazy. Anyway, both of those guys were contributors to the Surf Report website, and both of them are having great success in the entertainment industry and movies and all that jazz. And I couldn't be happier. These guys are kicking it. You know, makes me think, well, you know, what did you do with your life? You know, I mean, if I wanted to put a negative spin on it, which, I mean, believe me, certainly capable. But I don't really think that way. I mean, I do beat myself up. But that doesn't have anything to do with it. That doesn't make me any less happy with the success they're having. Godspeed, gentlemen. Well done. Thank you. What else? What? Thank you? I don't know why I said thank you. But anyway, another thing that I'm positive about, the Reds are in the playoffs. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's been a long time, been a long dry spell. And the Reds, you know, the Reds started out this year. On paper, they look like they're a team to be reckoned with. You know what I mean? On paper, they look like this is a great team. And then they started and they sucked it, you know? I'm like, what is going on? I mean, over the winter, they went out and got all these guys and they seemed like they were positioned to, you know, make a run for the World Series. And they started out just like they did the last two or three years, just like winning less games than they lose, you know. It was very, disappointing, even though the season was only 60 games. It was like, oh, my God, I thought these guys were supposed to be great. What happened? But then at the end of the year, end of the season, it all came together, and they started winning a bunch of games. They won a bunch of games at the end, and they got into the playoffs. Yeah, I know the playoffs are extended because of COVID. And in a normal year, they wouldn't make it. I don't want to hear that. You know, all I want to hear is, and all I want to think about is, they're in the playoffs. They're playing the Braves today, as I record this, and I think it's at noon. I don't know about baseball at noon. I think there's like 8 playoff games today. 8 games. That's crazy. It's like every, I don't know. That's the entire, it's all 16 teams. There's 16 teams in the playoffs. There's only 32 in the major leagues. So there's more than half of the teams are in the playoffs. But I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, don't take that away from me. The Reds are in the playoffs. That's all I know. They're playing the Braves. It's a three-game series. That kind of scares me, you know. The Braves are a good team. I mean, a three-game series, that's rough. The Reds are certainly capable. I mean, there is no doubt about it. Certainly capable of winning two out of three or winning the first two even. I mean, they got a potent team, and they have great pitching. We'll see how that goes. As I record this, let's see. Yeah, 9 minutes. In 9 minutes, the game will start. So, yep, exciting stuff. Also, Tony and I are getting ready to go on a trip, and I'm looking forward to us, just the two of us, and it'll be fun. And we've been together for 30 years almost. It's probably 29, somewhere in that neighborhood, but let's just say 30. I don't know exactly when we started dating. She could probably tell you, but, you know, we got married in 93. I don't know. Probably got together in 91. So we're probably at 29 years. That's a long time. Whether it's 29 or 30, it's a long ass time. And we still have fun, you know. She and I have a similar point of view. We have a similar sense of humor. You know, I'm a little bit, you know, I drive her crazy, but, you know, she's far, far more subdued than I am, but she comes from the same point of view. It's a cynical, you know, there's a little cynicism in there, but I've had a handful of relationships that have extended over the years. The ones that work the best are the ones we're both from a cynical I don't want that to be a negative. It's not a chronic cynicism. It's just that's the point of view, right? It's like, please, you know. that's my worldview. Oh, please. You know what I'm saying? So she's my cynical girl, as Marshall Crenshaw would put it. You know, have you ever heard that song? It's from the first Marshall Crenshaw album. Fantastic. Masterpiece. First two albums. In fact, the second album's just as good as the first album. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, so 30 years together, and we're going on a trip, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. We have fun together. We laugh, and it'll be good times. And we've earned. I don't know if we deserve it, but we have earned this vacation. It's been a shit year for everybody. If you're able to cash in on the shittiness or take a vacation from the shittiness, you've earned it too. I'll tell you right now. I'll give you my endorsement. All right. If you have an opportunity, you know, close the door on this shittiness and go have yourself some fun. You know, extract yourself from this if you're able to. All right. I you know, got my endorsement on that. But anyway, I'm happy about that. I mean, I'm very thankful that that she and I are. You know, like I say, I drive her completely insane because I never stop. I just go on and on and on. And, you know, I know I drive everybody crazy. But, you know, when the smoke clears, you know, we're laughing. We're having a good time. We still have a good time. Now, you know, I'll be in the car with her for like 12 hours tomorrow. And it'll be good. We'll be laughing most of that time or some of it. And it'll be good. It'll be fun. So anyway, I'm happy about that. That's a positive, right? And another positive, my parents, I'm old. I'm like pushing, I mean, I don't even want to say how old I am. But it's getting up there, right? And I've got my parents all along. I still have them. I still have my parents, and they're in great shape. I talk to them twice a week at least. Every Sunday I talk to them, and usually one day during the week I'll call them while I'm driving to work. And they both of them are healthy. You know, there's no dementia or any of that stuff. And they basically, they're the same as they've always been, you know. And that's a blessing to have your parents for that long. Well, it's a blessing to have great parents. But then to have them for so many years, I mean, that's definitely a positive, right? Damn straight. I won life's lottery when I got my parents. When I got them, you know what I'm saying. I don't know. Anyway, that's a definite positive. Thankful, super thankful to have my parents and have them for so long. So that was next on my list. And what else? Oh, when I'm talking about my parents and my marriage and all that, and my kids, I don't want to throw, you know, don't forget my kids. My kids drive us a little crazy. All right. But they're good guys, both of them, and I'm thankful for them as well. I don't want to not mention them in this positive episode. You know, so, I mean, I drove my parents crazy when I was their age. They're driving us crazy. It goes around. The thing about that is, after a while, you come back around, and you know, and then you have a better relationship. You know, afterwards, and I think that'll happen with our two kids. It's not that we have a bad relationship; it's just they, you know, they drive us crazy. but they're good guys, both of them, and I mean that sincerely. And finally, on my list, it seems kind of weird because I was just talking about some heavy stuff, but I just watched this show on HBO Max called True Detective. Are you familiar with this? It was. I only watched season one. I heard season two wasn't as good. But season one is perhaps, that's one of the best TV shows, you know, ever. I mean, the thing is so well written, so well acted. It's just like, it's one of those things. Like, it's like TV is so good now. When I was a kid, like in the 70s and 80s, you know, the 70s is when I was a kid. And then when I became like a young, you know, when I was a teenager in the 80s, that stuff, that TV was horrible. I mean, it was an abomination, you know? I mean, there were a couple of little exceptions here and there, but overall, it was just pure garbage, trash, wall-to-wall trash, nothing good, nothing funny, you know? Like I say, there's a couple of exceptions. You go back and watch some of that stuff, man, it is, like, painful. Have you ever tried to watch an episode of Welcome Back, Kotter? I mean, that is just, you know, Mr. Kotter. You know, how's that funny? What's funny about that? You know, the audience is roaring with laughter. You know, well, that's not funny. And there's a guy over there, like, I don't know, what's that guy's name? Horshack? The hell's the story with that guy? The guy looked like he was 40 years old. Supposed to be in high school? Anyway, that thing. So anyway, and there's like shows like Alice and shit. You know, Kiss My Grits and all that. Like every show had like all these little catchphrases. I am Kid Dynamite and all this stuff. Wall-to-wall garbage. And now it's an embarrassment of riches. There's so much great TV. And it's like you can't even watch it all. It's the golden age of television. And I'm tapped into all of it here in the bunker. See how I brought it around. I don't know how I did that. That was by mistake. I didn't have that planned. Anyway, and I've tapped into all that here in the bunker. All right? Yeah, every great TV show, I can watch it right here. All right. So we're at the end of this thing. Try to make it a positive. I don't know. It was semi-positive, right? Right. All right, my friends. Next week, I'm going to have a guest host. You're in good hands. In fact, it'll be a superior. You'll realize that it's not the same thing because it'll be better than normal. Producer Zip is going to sit in for me next week while I'm in Myrtle Beach. He'll record it. He'll send it to me, and I will upload it next week sometime. Probably in a semi-drunken state in my hotel room in Myrtle Beach. And, you know, you're in good hands. So be sure to check that one out. That'll be early next week. All right. And I'm going to try to do a Patreon episode before I leave. And then Zip will be the next one on the main network. All right. So hope you guys enjoyed this. And I will see you soon. If you want two of these, by the way, if you want to hear the Patreon episode, head on over to patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll get an extra episode every week. What do you think about that? That's a pretty good deal. $4. You won't even notice it. Put it on a credit card. It'll come out at the first of every month. And in exchange, you'll get an extra episode every week. You can listen to it through the Patreon app. And it's exactly like these regular, you know, main network episodes, you know. And it's a good deal. It's good value. And it supports my efforts. And it's a big deal to me. So if you're interested in doing something like that, head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can call us. Call the hotline. That's 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. 24 hours a day. It's a voicemail system. And, you know, if you're not just shouting profanity or racial slurs, I'll probably include it in a future episode. So if you have a question or you have a comment or you have a suggestion, whatever, give us a call at 570-290-8151. Also, you can email me at surfreportpod@gmail.com. And if you want to see some photos from our Myrtle Beach trip, I'll be posting shit. That's what they call it, posting shit, over at Instagram. What is it? Instagram.com/thewvsr. The WVSR. The West Virginia Surf Report. So, if you want to see some photos that I'm taking along the way on our trip, follow me over there at Instagram.com/thewvsr. Got it? All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for everything. I'll see you soon. Have a great one. Bye. Getting any?